Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the
Ireland. It has certainly attracted lots of global companies over the last three decades, thanks largely to its low corporate tax rate, much lower if you compare it to the worldwide average top corporate income tax rate. Our next guest works with two groups that promote businesses, business between Ireland and the United States, and between Ireland and Boston specifically. Jim Kelleher is Chief Financial Officer at Actifio, and we find him on the phone in Boston on
pretty good Irish
this
name,
Tuesday.
Kelleher.
Good Irish name. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's nice to have you here. And I was looking at the tax rate. I mean, Ireland about 12.5%. That compares with about 22%, the worldwide average top corporate income tax rate. So we understand why a lot of multinationals, U.S. companies have set up shop in Ireland. Tell us about your involvement specifically in helping facilitate that.
Yeah, so just to give you a little bit of background on myself, I'm a technology CFO, and I've been, Actifio is the third company in which I've been the CFO of. Previous one was a company called LogMeIn, where I was CFO for 10 years, and we set up our international headquarters in Ireland. And so I've been heavily involved with setting up companies, you know, international organizations there.
Right.
And then two groups, an Ireland, a Gateway to Europe organization that promotes business between Ireland and the United States. And then recently joined a new organization called the Boston College Irish Business Council that will work with the Boston College alumni and create business relationships in the Ireland business environment. But tax is a factor, but the real driving factor of when technology companies set up in Ireland is more about, you know, how to expand their business and how to expand their business effectively into the European market. And Ireland becomes a great launching pad for that, mainly due to the association with the labor pool there and the strong infrastructure, the strong labor pool, the good pro-business environment that the Irish government has had.
I've done some events with the Silicon Valley Group, the IDA, that's doing a lot of work with Ireland, and there definitely seems to be a real strong effort from Ireland to get technology in particular involved. How are those efforts sort of seen by people in the U.S.? What's happening with IDA Ireland, and how is that really, which is trying to get that investment into Ireland and get those jobs in Ireland?
Yeah, RDA Ireland is part of the Irish government, and its objective is to attract not only American companies but international companies in Ireland to set up their international headquarters into Ireland and to bring technology jobs, service jobs, and in some cases biotech jobs into Ireland. So they do. I think they do a very, very good job of, you know, one, marketing the country.
We've actually talked with Martin Shanahan, the CEO of IDA Ireland, several times. Yeah.
And you know, they become a big part of the pro business environment there. You know, it's a relatively easy place to set up and to do business, to set up an organization, to get bank accounts set up, and to get going from a business perspective. So as companies look to expand and look to expand into Europe,
right,
the IDA is a big part of the pro business environment that Ireland's trying to promote.
If the United States, Jim, lowers its corporate tax rate, might that stem the number of U.S. companies looking to set up shop, tech companies, in Ireland?
It might have some impact, but again, I think it goes back to I've never been a fan of businesses should not set up an island if what they're trying to do is manage their taxes, right? What they really are setting up over there for is how do I continue to grow my business? How do I satisfy my European customers? How do I grow my revenue into Europe? And how do I do that on a European time scale and European policies as opposed to trying to do it from the U.S.? So the tax might have some impact if the U.S., severely lowers its tax rate. It may have some people who do it solely for tax purposes look and not set up as quickly. But I think for the real companies that are growing their businesses and expanding their operations, Ireland's still going to be an attractive spot, no matter what the U.S. does with its tax rates.
I'll just ask you a yes or no, then, with just about 30 seconds left. Wouldn't you agree that a lot of companies have just gone to Ireland to take advantage of the tax rate first and anything else happens second?
I would say the answer to that is no, from a technology perspective, which I'm familiar with. Maybe from a biotech perspective, that's true, but not from a technology perspective.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Jim Kelleher, great stuff. Chief Financial of Actifo, glad to talk to you about that. It's an interesting issue, idea of Ireland and indeed the tax rates that apply.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.